Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is N7IVV. Activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4ba.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as the equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. No specific announcements this evening. I guess the next thing coming up, club-related, is going to be the next club meeting. Seems like we just finished one. But make sure you have on your calendars September 9th. That's the second Thursday of the month, 7:15 p.m. Unless you hear otherwise, it'll be held at the PATH Foundation Building. I believe the address is 321, drawing a blank on the name, which does me no good whatsoever to even give you the number. Somebody, I'm sure, can remember. It's a nice facility. We're grateful to be able to use it. We, of course, will also be hosting it on WebEx for those who cannot or choose not to attend physically. Let's see. That's September. Some other things coming up to kind of pencil in on your calendar. October 23rd is going to be the Great Pumpkin Ride, which is a bicycle tour down in southern Fauquier County. I don't know the exact route at the moment, but I know it does pass through Remington, but we support that with radio, with communications around the course, and so that'll be a good opportunity for any licensed, especially our technicians, to be able to come down and do something more than just talk on the repeater on nets on Wednesday and Sunday, so more information will be forthcoming on that as well. Okay, let's see. With that, I don't have a specific discussion topic tonight, just general chit-chat, unless someone else has something that they would like to discuss. You can give me a call right now at 7IVV.
KX4KU.
KX4KU, go ahead, Kevin.
Just to chime in on your announcements of upcoming events, we do have, it's 321 Walker Drive. And there is a VE session on 925 that will be held, I believe, at the airport. Just wanted to add those to your announcements.
Thank you, sir. Walker Drive. I knew it was something relatively simple that I should have remembered, but you guys all know me. Yeah, September, I think you said 25th, testing session, and it will be out at the Fauquier Airport. Warrenton Fauquier County Airport, I think is what it's called. So that'll be, again, unless otherwise advertised, 9 a.m. Thanks for adding that to the list. Well, all right, let's go ahead and go to get started with check-ins for anybody who would like to join us tonight. Kevin, since you chimed in, you get to go KX4. KU. Okay, got you checked in. Any other check-ins, please call now.
Hotel Tango Victor.
A3FR.
KN4SPL.
AG4SR. Alpha Golf 4 Sierra Romeo.
KS1PPY, no comment.
KF4TEK, no comment.
4LLC, in and out.
WB7RAD, in and out, comment.
Okay. I've got, let's see, K1HTV, K3FR, KN4SPL. HE4 Sierra Romeo, Steve, KS1PPY, KF4TEK, KO4LLC, WB7RAV, and AK4GG, none of whom want to talk to us tonight, but that's okay, thanks for stopping in. Any other check-ins, please call now.
HE4VA.
Okay, Alan, HE4VA, I got
you up there. All right, back up to the top of the list. KX4KU, what you been up to, Kevin? Go ahead.
N7IVG, KX4KU. I haven't been up to much lately. I've been ill, but I have gotten me a new release of OP25 running on my Pi. I worked with some of the ended up having some problems and worked with the developers on it and found one problem on it. So it's in beta, and that's to be expected, but, you know, that's kind of like, kind of fun part about working with beta is you get to help them debug things. Other than that, I don't have a whole heck of a lot to say tonight, and so I hope somebody else does. And 7IVD kicks for you back to the net.
Okay, well, hope you get feeling better soon, Kevin. And like the man used to say, it's been a quiet weekend like Blobion. And I've been kind of quiet here, too, just puttering around with other things. Of course, summer came back with a vengeance, and it's going to stay with us for another few days. But you know what? It does that this time of year. K1HTV and 7IBB, go ahead.
Brad and Annette, this is K1HTV in Amosville. Greetings to KG4SR. He spoke to him for the first time this week, and he'll be telling us about himself and new to the area. Been working on the interface between the radio and the antennas. The interface box project still continues as I can find time. there's a 6-meter opening, which I'm sure the K3FR will tell us about. Worked one station, but he did quite a bit better catching a lot earlier. 6 meters is pretty much not very much going on, but if you're there and you're active, you could catch some openings, and I'm sure Ryan will tell us about those. I have a question for this week. This Saturday is the last Saturday of the month. I know the club is not officially sponsoring or involved with the breakfast that we've been having, that we had had in the past. I just wonder if anybody is familiar with Wegmans, if they're open for breakfast. I went down to a PVRC meeting, the Potomac Valley Radio Club meeting, at Wegmans down in Fredericksburg, and it worked out quite well. They've got a good food prep area, and they've got good variety of foods and plenty of places to sit. I wonder if anybody is familiar with the Wegmans near, I think it's Gainesville on Route 29, and if that would be a suitable place for breakfast. Back to you, Brad. This is K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, thanks for that report. And as a matter of fact, yeah, Wegmans, not the kind of place that you would normally think of as a gathering location. They physically have a quite a large area, more of a bistro than one at the hospital. Seems to me they've even got some seating upstairs. They've got a 2-level thing. Now, things have changed a lot since COVID came in. You know, pretty much all the buffets around have shut down, and they used to have just of course, you pay by the pound there, but boy, they had a selection of food. Of course, being Wegmans, you know, it's just like the supermarket of supermarkets. Of course, you know, you about have to pay admission to go in just to look around in those kind of stores, but they're great stores. So, yeah, if somebody wants to kind of scope that one out, you guys could have a good time there. And again, that's just sort of a casual, anybody that wants to get together. As we mentioned during the club meeting, we are no longer promoting a specific breakfast, you know, as per the club. But by all means, you know, make it known, and we're happy to announce it on the net, too, that, you know, if anybody wants to get together, it's pretty common for guys to get folks to get together on whatever date. So, so yeah, I'd say anybody that lives up there, probably somebody already knows whether that's open. K3FR, Ron, how are you doing tonight? Give us your report. N7IVV here.
N7IVV in the FR and at K3FR. Very good. Very good, Brad. And, you know, the buffet is shut down at the Gainesville Wegmans. I think they make, they've got a breakfast bar where they'll make wraps, et cetera, for you, and I think, you know, of course, you can always pick stuff up off the shelf that's been prepackaged and from there. I haven't been around there in for breakfast time much recently, so I can't say an awful lot about that. But yes, they did used to have a very good breakfast buffet there. And, of course, there's all kinds of good sweetbreads, et cetera, that you can sit there and lunch on, put on the calories, et cetera. Well, yep, 6 did open up today. I was monitoring from about 1 o'clock on, and things didn't really pick up until about 4, though I had been hearing the east coast of Florida and up into New England earlier in the afternoon, but I worked 18 stations now, something like that. There's still a few ongoing, all the way from the Pensacola area, Florida, Alabama, along the coast there, and Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, and Kansas and Colorado. And 0 LLs at home right now. And we're in there too. So that's about what we've done today. And it was a lot of fun. Still contemplating something for 17 meters. 7IVV, K3FR.
All right, very good. It's nice to see you fellows that have got lots of time and motivation. The motivation is the thing that comes into play. I find I've got lots of time, but the motivation doesn't kick in until 9-10 o'clock at night, and then for some reason it just doesn't seem conducive to go outside and fool around with antennas or whatever. So anyway, ham radio is an interesting hobby that can you do all kinds of times. KN4SPL, Bob, tell us about your antenna woes. Go ahead.
And 7IVV from KN4SPL in the net. Let's see, yeah, antenna woes. Maybe I should have brought this up as a topic tonight. Let's see if I can articulate this right. So, I put a bunch of VHF, UHF antennas, about 4 of them, and a disc cone, so actually 5 in total. A 2-meter, 220, tri-band, which is 2 meters and 70 centimeters, and a tri-bander for this radio, the IC9700, which is a 2-meter, 70 centimeter, and 23 centimeter antenna. And I got all the masses up. I grounded all the masses to my ground bar outside. All the coax have lightning arrestors before the coax comes into the house. And after I got everything hooked up, my HF, both HF antennas, are thrown off about 1,000 kilohertz of residency. So all the amateur bands are now off. And per our conversation there, Brad, looking at having to retune the antennas, which I can retune the vertical, but I'm not sure about my Invis antenna because it's just a matching unit and a 60-foot piece of wire. So I'm not sure how to do that except have a manual tuner. So, yep, that's my woes. If anyone has a thought of what I can do to fix it, but as of right now, I receive fine, but I cannot get out. So, on HF. VHF, UHF, I'm perfect. So, I don't know. Don't know what to think. This is KN4SPL, back to net.
And this is N7IVV with the General Service Net for the Falk Amateur Radio Association. Okay, well, we'll leave that hanging here for just a few minutes. We've only got a couple more people on the list that have comments, so I'm sure we'll have some rechecks, and we can discuss that a little bit more. I'm pretty sure I got the call right. Alpha Golf 4, Sierra Romeo. Is it Steve or Steven? Go ahead.
In 7IVV, this is Alpha Golf 4, Sierra Romeo. The handle Steven. Appreciate y'all allowing me in tonight. Good to check in. Good to be back on the air. It's been a little while since I've been able to hop on. I've been posted overseas, and due to issues with getting permissions, I didn't worry about trying to get my license while I was overseas, but finally back in the States, able to get my ham gear unpacked. Got some radios hooked up to power supplies, the antennas hung up in the basement, and got enough set up so that I can at least check in and make sure things are still working, getting the cobwebs off, and even got a new rig, bought a new FT991A that I'm hoping to get an antenna strung up here and finally get to do a little bit of HF. But that'll come in time. Appreciate the welcome, and looking forward to getting to meet some more folks around. I'm sure that I'll probably be asking my own share of antenna questions here in the near future, trying to fit in with the rules of the HOA and still get some sort of decent performance. So thank you very much, and back to the net and to you in 7IVV.
Okay, Stephen, well, welcome home. Yeah, you're always welcome. Anybody's welcome to check in on the net. So this is a wide-open net, and we love to have visitors. So I can't remember if you're a member of the club yet or not, but, again, member or not, you're certainly welcome to join us at the club meeting, which are the second Thursdays of the month. All right, AG4BA, Alan, what you up to today? Go ahead.
Good evening, Brad. Good evening to everyone on the net. This is AG4VA, Alan in Ivy, Virginia. Well, I was up in the Shenandoah National Park on Monday doing a Summits on the Air activation. I went over to Fork Mountain. It's about almost a four-mile hike over to the peak, and worked a couple people in the club, worked you, Brad, as our member, and Matt, Whiskey 4 Golf Oscar. Made about 27 QSOs from the summit of Fork Mountain, 2 meters, 220, and worked 20 and 40 meters HF. Worked out to the West Coast. And Whiskey 4 Foxtrot November, Chris over in France, who is always chasing the summits, he put out a spot on the internet via APRS. And Chris is seems like he just pounces on it. It's always great to have somebody so enthusiastic about chasing the summits like Chris in France. And Lenny in 4LXP was also doing a couple summits on the air activations in the park. He cranked up about the same time I did, about 9:30, and activated Hazeltop, worked him summit to summit. He was only about a mile, almost a little under 2 miles away. I think we could have used smoke signals or maybe yodeling other than radio. He was so close. Anyway, since I was up on my summit 2 hours, he had time to move to another one. I worked him on that as well. So great day in the park, long hike, almost 8 miles, but always fun, always worth it. $73, back to net, AG4VA.
Okay, thanks, Alan. I recently was just starting to put push pins, so to speak, into Google Earth to see where all these summits were. I guess I need to add a couple, like Tabletop and Fork Mountain and whatnot. I don't have that many on here. But it's interesting to see where they are, and it's even more interesting than when I map out the profile. The elevation profile, and see what sort of hills and valleys, so to speak, are between me and there. Anyway, okay, let's throw it out there for some any more check-ins or specifically rechecks. See if we have some advice for Bob, especially on that NBIS antenna. I guess if it's just basically just a long wire. Again, I'm showing my ignorance. I've never messed with an NBIS antenna. You should be able to tune it to any frequency, but I'm sure that Rich will have a good comment on that. So anyway, any more check-ins or rechecks? Call now.
UNHTV recheck.
ATV, in and out.
W8BT.
KX4KU.
Okay, KJ7APV, in and out. Good evening and good evening to you, Becca. W8BT, I think you were just checking in. I don't think I heard a check out. There was a double with you. It may have just been Kevin. And of course, K1HTV is recheck. So let's first of all hear from Travis, and then we'll kick it over to Rich. W8BT and 7IVV.
Hey, good evening, Brad, and all on the net. I just wanted to comment. I don't have much. I think maybe Bob meant to say NFED versus NVIS, but I think, I would think the automatic tuner should be able to handle that just about anywhere. I don't know. I've never really used one other than the one that didn't really seem to work too well at field day. But anyway, let's see. The main thing I wanted to comment about was Rich's idea about Wegmans. I think that's an excellent idea. I actually was in there about a month ago and went upstairs and ate a slice of pizza before I went grocery shopping, and I can't believe that I didn't think of that myself when we were thinking about places to go. I've never been in there at breakfast time, so I don't really know, what they have to eat, but I might swing in there. I'm pretty sure they almost have to have a coffee place, and no servers, so we don't have to worry about tipping anybody, but I think that'd be a great idea, and I guess really the club breakfast, though, I don't think was ever really sponsored by the club. It was just, it became a tradition that was just, grabbed onto, but I think I'm going to go ahead and throw it out. I'll probably try to be at Wegmans about 8:30. I'll double check on my way to work tomorrow. I'll stop in there and make sure. I'm pretty sure they should be open at that time of day and should have some food. So I'll go ahead and throw it out there. I'll try to be there at about 8:30 on Saturday. Back to net. W8BT.
Well, okay then. Sounds like situation resolved. Sounds like a great idea. All right, Rich, K1HTV, back over to you. Go ahead.
Brad, this is K1HTV. And, I also circled 8:30 on my little pad here at the time I was going to suggest. I'm going to be there at 8:30 then on Saturday, and I'm sure there'll be some food. I know they have gluten-free stuff, which I have to have for breads and things, so I will get something made or pick up something that is gluten-free, and I'm sure I'll be able to survive whatever they have there. They have plenty of good food there. And they do have down in Fredericksburg, they did have a separate coffee bar area right next to the food prep area. So I think that's the place. So we got two of us going now. W8BT and K1HTV will be at Wegmans at 8:30 on this Saturday, the last Saturday of the month. So if anybody wants to join us, come on along. If you got a badge and you're one of the new guys you haven't seen yet, wear your Farrah badge. Regarding the antenna, a couple questions. Are the antenna, the masts that were installed, this is a question if I could direct it directly to Bob, Cantor SPL, are those masts, vertical masts, are they very tall? And I assume they are in the near field of the NFED antenna. And are they at the high impedance end, or are they right near the feed point, which is generally low impedance? So back to net control, and you can, if you want, I can direct it directly to Bob. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, you and Bob go ahead and take it here, N7IVV.
That's up. K1HTV, K1SPL. They're vertical masts, basically EMT, one-inch EMT, two sticks, 10-foot sticks together. They're about 15-foot each, so that puts the antennas up about 22, 23 feet off the ground. But mind you, everything changed once I did all the grounding, and I don't know if in the grounding of everything changed the, I don't know the right word I'm trying to look for here, but this changed the SWR on the HF antennas, and it's my vertical. My vertical antenna is about 30, 40 feet away from my small VHF, UHF antenna farm on the side of the house. The NVIS antenna is right next to all of these antennas too, and it is an NVIS. It's a near vertical in cadence skywave antenna. So I think I said that right. Anyway, I believe my issue is with the grounding of everything, but I could be wrong. Back to net control of CAM for SPL.
Pick it up?
Yeah, go ahead, Rich.
K1HTV. Okay. Yeah, the fact that you grounded it, what was happening before, in all likelihood, is that the antenna, the cable that fed the antenna, if not decoupled, actually became part of the radiating antenna. The actual antenna is made up of the coax feed, uncoupled, plus the wire. So you're just going to have to basically retune it. You could try putting chokes right at the feed point, at the base where the where you have your, I assume you have a transformer of some sort there, decoupled so no RF's coming back down. Now at that point, you should, then you will have to either lengthen or shorten the antenna, because you've definitely, it's no longer resonant. If you can take the ground off, I'm sure if you can unground that particular antenna temporarily and see what it does, see where it resonates, usually your VNA or your impedance bridge, find out where it resonates before the ground's connected, and then connect the ground, and then if that can be done, and then retune it. You may have to lengthen it or shorten it. Pick one frequency where it was working well, and then try to get the antenna looking at about the same impedance by either adding or removing the wire from the end of the the wire antenna. Bob, go ahead.
Roger that. Just to let you know, Rich, I actually did pull out my rig, expert or whatever, my analyzer, and I actually took it to both antennas, HF antennas, and once I disconnected it from the general loop or grounding loop, the SWR was fine. Once I put everything back in, everything was fine. Then I transmit, and then the SWR goes crazy. So, got it. Need to retune the antennas. That's the direction I'll go in. Thank you. And CAN4SPL back to net.
Okay. So it was fine until you transmitted, and then it went wonky.
Per the antenna analyzer, yes. I don't know if it was just a brief. I'm not sure. Again, kind of a newbie. Still 2 years deep, 2.5 years deep. So anyway, back to net.
K1HTV.
Okay. By the way, for anybody who's listening that's new in the hobby, wonky is actually a technical term. You will find that on the test. Go ahead, Rich.
When you made the impedance measurements with your impedance bridge, did you do it right at the base of the antenna first?
Roger that.
When you brought it inside at the radio, did you make a measurement there?
About 10 foot away from the radio, but yes, I did. And for the time being, like once I separated and I hooked it back up again, it was fine. And then I transmitted and checked it again, and then everything was wonky. Back to that word. Back to net.
Okay. I would measure right at the radio because the 10 feet. Especially at the higher frequencies, 10 feet at 15 meters is a substantial, substantial impedance transformation from one point 10 feet away. So that's why I say make the impedance measurement there, and then make the ground connection and check the impedance at the end of the coax cable, and then you could, if you found a good point where it's resonant, just make the connection to the ground, then change the length to make that to hit that same resonance. But, you're going to have to play with the impedance bridge and try tweaking the antenna. Good luck. All right, back to Brad, K1HTV.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I can't remember your prefix. It's not KO, I don't think, but I'm going to put it in there anyway. KO4BCN. Actually, you know what? You're a new check-in, so let's go ahead and pick it up. That's not KO4. But anyway, go ahead. This is N7IVV.
This is Brad Minette, WDACN Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec Charlie, November. Late check-in tonight. Heard the discussion there. I thought I'd throw my 2 cents in since I was just struggling with some similar troubles here. Was thinking a little bit about our discussion about the change in the coax cable and my sudden SWR issues. We may be experiencing something a little bit similar, although I would check the end of the coax feeding the antenna, make sure there's not a stray piece of braid shorting or something over there. Make sure that there's not a dirty insulator causing some resistance to ground, something along those lines also. To recap the discussion earlier in the week here with my situation, the SWR probably shouldn't have changed that much constant SWR. It basically goes around a circle at a constant SWR as you move down the feed line, and you get some transformation, reactance changes, but the overall SWR should change the same, thinking back to my Smith chart 36 years. So, in my particular case, I think there was a resistive issue inside the coax at one end. I think I had a bad connector, and that was adding some resistance to the line, so I had everything mistuned because of that. But in his case, it may be resistance to ground causing an issue when he connects his ground. Just my two cents, but it's worth looking into. W8QCN, back to net.
Yeah, okay, Steve. Sorry, I could only just barely hear you when you checked in, so I fumbled the call there. So anyway, yeah, W8QCN. Okay, well, lots of good advice for you to work with there, Bob. And, of course, you probably won't have time to work on it until Saturday, but what is it? Weekends are made for Michelob or something like that? I don't know. I don't consume alcoholic beverages, so I can't remember, but hey, you know, I grew up watching commercials and they get sort of stuck in your brain. Kevin, KX4KU, I haven't forgotten about you. Go ahead.
Yes, you would be right. It was Michelob. I wish I could remember the whole ditty, but I just was going to say, Bob, I need to just cruise by your house one day when I'm heading to Bealeton and take a look at all your work, because it sounds like you've done a really nice job there. I don't have any additional advice, but it sounds like what you've done is pretty impressive, and I'd like to see it. So, and then the other thing I was just going to add is either WAPT or K1HTV, you might want to throw something out on the group's IO reflector regarding breakfast to let everybody else know about it. That's all I have for the evening. And 7IVV, KX4KU.net.
Okay, well, yeah, going by Bob's place, his place is easily visible from the main road as you go through, but the thing is, because he lives in an HOA, his restrictions are such that he's gotten very good at being stealthy with his antennas. So, frankly, unless you knew where to look, you'd almost not even see the stuff, because it's very well installed. And, you know, the HOA hasn't hollowed at him yet. So, anyway, HG4SR, you might want to get together with Bob and convince her about HOAs and how to deal with them. Okay, any more check-ins tonight before we wrap this up? This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
KN4SPL recheck. Becca was in there.
Okay, yeah, she was in and out. Go ahead, Bob.
Thanks, Brad. Just want to say thank you to everyone with their input, and to Kevin and anyone else. Anyone can feel free to stop by here and check out what I did. I'd like to hear people's two cents of how to improve. But I'm definitely going to be working on these antennas over the weekend, so I'll keep everyone updated. Back to you, Brad, KM4SPL.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, now the things are, well, as far as COVID-19 goes, they're kind of loosening up, but I guess we shouldn't hold our breath. Of course, you know what? If we held our breath, we wouldn't have to wear masks everywhere we went. Anyway, this is N7IVV. This has been the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. Thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight. If you'd like further information, regarding tonight's net or about our club in general, you can go to our website at w4va.org, or you can just send an email if you want to farahnet@w4va.org. That's Foxtrot Alpha Romeo Alpha November Echo Tango farahnet@w4va.org. Stand by. Okay, well, this is N7IVV closing the Farahnet, returning the repeater to normal use. Have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.
K1HTV, W8BT.
W8BT. W8BT, K1HTV is stepping to the other room. Go ahead.
I was just wondering if you heard Kevin's comment and if you were getting ready to type up an email or if you want me to. I was actually picking my phone up when Kevin mentioned that, W8BT.
Send out an email and just indicate that you and I will be there, and if anybody wants to join us, just be there 8:30 on the upper level somewhere. And I think, as I recall, in the other place, you got the food down at the lower level, and then you went upstairs to the second level, and then we can arrange tables if there are more than two of us there. So, yeah, you got to drop an email to the reflector, and rain or shine, I'll be there at 8:30 or a little bit before.
Okay, I will. I will, and I think there may be some seating downstairs as well too, on the other side of where they have the checkout register. I'll check it out in the before I go into work tomorrow too. So yeah, I don't know, either upstairs or downstairs, I guess. But anyway, yeah, I'll send out a note. K1HTV 73 W8BT.
Very good, Travis. Well, if it's upstairs, it'd be less human traffic walking around doing stuff. As I recall, if it's anything like the other one down in Fredericksburg, you could pretty much do what you want, move the tables around, and not have to worry about other people, you know, looking at you. But yeah, we'll plan. Let's do the upper level. Just put a note that we'll be getting our food and going to the upper level to eat, and then we'll go from there. Right. See you Saturday. W8BT, K1HTV.
And you might see me too, K3FR.
There's three of us. We got almost a full table.
All right. I'll throw out a note here and see you there as well, Ron, hopefully. Anyway, W8BT, I'll be clear.
Okay. Since I'm new to the group, I'll be wearing my blue K3FR baseball hat.
Sounds good. I may wear my blue K1HTV hat. Oh, I got my pin as well, so my badge. So I'll be wearing something there. See you guys Saturday, 8:30 at Wegmans and on Route 29. And is that Gainesville? Is that considered Gainesville?
I think it is, but Wegmans actually calls it their Lake Manassas store.
Lake Manassas, okay. Lake, why would they call it Lake Manassas? Is there a lake nearby?
There's quite a large lake called Lake Manassas, where the Robert Trent Jones golf course is and a bunch of other golf courses around there.
It's not in Manassas, nowhere near Manassas. It's just near Lake Manassas, which would hopefully not confuse anybody. But there is no Wegman in Manassas anyway, so I guess if you said the one on Route 29 near Gainesville is where we're going to be. All right, see you there.
Yeah, the reason I think it's called Lake Manassas is because the hydroelectric plant at the dam actually feeds the power to the city of Manassas.
I see. Okay, but... All right, well, just define it as being on Route 29 in Gainesville near or in the Lake Manassas. Is it called the Lake Manassas Mall or is it called the Lake Manassas? I guess it's called Lake Manassas, Wegman. Either way, we'll be there for breakfast. This is K1HTV, clear. 73, guys.
I think it's called something altogether different. K3FR.
Hey, meet us at the altogether different Wegmans. This is K1HTV. See ya.
The only Wegmans near Warrenton. W8BT clear.